The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 27th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of novelist Alice MacDermid, born in Brooklyn, 1953, grew up on Long Island, Irish Catholic family. Most of the men worked for the Con Edison Electric Company. Wanted to be a writer, but her family discouraged her. She said, "It seemed so removed to them. They saw me starving in a garret, tried to steer me away from it, the same way they tried to steer me away from cocaine." She's gone on to write several novels about Irish Catholic families in the New York suburbs, including That Night and Charming Billy. Her novel Child of My Heart came out a few years ago. It's the birthday of James Patrick Hogan, born in London, 1941, author of a number of novels, science fiction, but all based on hard science, which made them popular among scientists as well as the public. His first novel, published 1976, Inherit the Stars. James Hogan, who said, "I like playing with ideas that invite people to think. I also like old-fashioned, upbeat themes and happy endings. Although life doesn't always seem that way, I believe that in the long term, things get better. I don't think we're about to overpopulate the planet, blow ourselves into oblivion, poison ourselves into extinction, degenerate into Nazis, or disappear under our own garbage. For 10,000 years, the power of human reason and creativity has continued to build better tomorrows, and nothing says it has to change now." It's the birthday of poet Frank O'Hara, born in Baltimore, 1926. Wanted to be a pianist, went to Harvard, there met the poets John Ashbery and Kenneth Koch, and they persuaded him to become a poet. Moved to New York City, 1951, fell in love with the abstract art of the 1950s, believed that poems should be improvisational, like action paintings. At the height of his career, Frank O'Hara wrote constantly, stuffed his poems into his desk drawers, often forgetting about them. Frank O'Hara, who wrote, "Oh God, it's wonderful to get out of bed and drink too much coffee and smoke too many cigarettes and love you so much." It's the birthday of the author Helen Keller, born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, 1880, who grew up deaf and blind, despite which her parents could tell that she was very intelligent. Although she had fits of temper, she would fly into tantrums at the slightest provocation, kicking and screaming and biting people. They found a teacher for her named Annie Sullivan, and the day that Helen Keller met Annie Sullivan for the first time, she knocked out one of Sullivan's front teeth. But Annie Sullivan taught her to read by spelling letters into her hand. Within a few hours, she'd learned 30 words, and by the end of that month, she'd stopped her temper tantrums. She went on to go to college at Radcliffe, where she wrote her autobiography, The Story of My Life. It came out in 1903. And it was on this day in 1829, James Smithson, an English scientist, died, who had never been to America, but he left his entire estate to the United States of America to found the Smithsonian Institution in Washington. Here's a poem for today by James Wright, a sonnet, My Grandmother's Ghost. She skimmed the yellow water like a moth, trailing her feet across the shallow stream. She saw the berries, paused and sampled them, where a slight spider cleaned his narrow tooth. Light in the air, she fluttered up the path, so delicate to shun the leaves and damp, like some young wife holding a slender lamp to find her stray child, or the moon, or both. Even before she reached the empty house, she beat her wings ever so lightly, rose, followed a bee where apples blew like snow, and then, forgetting what she wanted there, too full of blossom and green light to care, she hurried to the ground and slipped below. A poem by James Wright, My Grandmother's Ghost, from Above the River, published by Wesleyan University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.